This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
This is Something Wild. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
Hey, have you seen this video yet?
Is this another one of those stupid cat videos?
No. This is about the North American wood frog.
This frog does something I didn't know was possible.
Oh, yeah. It's about how wood frogs tough out the winter.
They actually freeze in the winter.
Frozen solid?
Yeah. As soon as it gets cold, wood frogs freeze, and then come spring, they thaw out, ready for mating season.
How do they do that?
We don't know. I mean, we know what's happening, but not exactly how it works.
All right, so what do we know?
Well, it all starts at the first sign of ice. That's the frog's signal that winter is here.
It's kind of my signal, too.
As soon as they touch an ice crystal,
they go into freeze mode.
Yeah, they'll bury themselves under leaves and mud. As this biochemical process is triggered, water inside the frog is pushed away from the center.
Well, you know, that makes sense. It's to protect their delicate organs.
Exactly. All the water surrounding the organs turns to ice. The frog doesn't move, doesn't breathe. Its heart stops.
And it stays that way all winter long?
Yep.
Sounds like it's dead to me.
It's not dead, but it's as close as you can get.
Wait. How's this frog not hurt by freezing? I imagine there must be tissue damage.
Here's the cool part.
Cool. I see what you did there.
Wood frogs can produce antifreeze.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So antifreeze, like the stuff you put in your car?
Well, similar.
So water typically freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. But if you mix in some antifreeze, that can lower the freezing point to as low as minus 32 degrees.
Yeah, and that's just what the wood frog does. When it touches the first ice of the season, its body starts the winterization process. It starts by producing a lot of urine, storing it in its blood, and at the same time, the liver produces glucose.
Glucose, that's sugar.
Yeah, and that sugar mixes with the urine,
creating an antifreeze solution within the cells.
Right, and the frog enters a state of suspended animation. The lungs and heart stop. It can survive this way for months.
And then they begin to thaw out in the spring. That must take a while.
Yeah, it takes about a day.
A day? You're telling me a frog wakes up, its heart starts beating, all its organs start to function, in a day?
Yeah, the insides thaw first, and then slowly it regains the use of its limbs.
Well, humans don't have that capability. When our skin freezes, we get frostbite. That sucks all the water out of our cells, causing them to collapse.
Imagine if we could do what the frogs can.
Well, you know, it worked for Han Solo.
It would certainly revolutionize organ transplants. We'd have a heart bank, a lung bank, a kidney bank.
Okay, so right now, these guys are starting to thaw out. They just go back to normal?
Yeah, when the temperature warms up and we get some overnight rains, they migrate out of the mud and leaves and they make their way back to their natal vernal pool.
Guessing that maybe they stop to pee along the way, all that urine and everything?
Well, yeah, they do.
Well, I don't know. You know, when you think about it, it seems kind of like an imperfect strategy.
Well, sure, it's risky.
They don't bury themselves deep in the ground. They're just below the surface, kind of exposed.
Yeah, but you know, there are no surefire strategies in nature. You have to look at the advantages. For instance, they're positioned to be the very first amphibians to get back to doing what they do come spring, breed.
So why is it so important to be first? What's the rush in the spring?
Well, if you wait too long, the vernal pool dries up, and more predators are out looking for food.
And frog eggs are a great source of protein.
Indeed. And so wood frogs show up early and start quacking.
Along with the spring peepers.
Yeah, the peepers are a good proxy for the arrival of the wood frogs.
It's the signal to us to get outside and check out some wood frogs.
You can see the video about thawing frogs on our website. Find the Something Wild page on nhpr.org.
Or email your questions, somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And subscribe to our podcast. Just search Something Wild on iTunes. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Sounds kind of dead to me.
It's not dead.
Not dead!
Not dead yet, but it's as close as you can get.
Wait.
Hey, this is Dave of the Forest Society, one of the hosts of Something Wild, a podcast you clearly know and love. Thanks so much for subscribing and for listening. I just wanted to make a quick recommendation. If you like our podcast, I think you'll love Outside In, a podcast about the natural world and how we use it. Host Sam Evans Brown has done stories about epic White Mountain Trail crews, how human hormones are derived from soybeans, how to navigate the ocean without a compass, and sometimes he just talks weird bugs and stinky trees and other cool stuff too. Look for NHPR's Outside In on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.